işlemleri.
Es ist kein für die Invitation. Es ist kein in der Benaya Kudel, if we're inviting me to talk. And, you know, when you're on vacation and you don't take along enough svarim, so you have to talk from memory, from what you remember. Baruch Hashem, it's very good to jar your memory from time to time. You don't have to say but to look it up, you know. And, you know, there's a shailim in Hilchas Talmud Torah. You weren't allowed to. Someone to say that nowadays we have Sfarim, so you can look it up, so you aren't over. But what happens when you're on vacation? When you're on vacation and you don't remember, so you're over. So it's a good thing that you, from time to time, you get to talk. Actually, you walk in and you see during the week the kollel is full, and here there's a very much smaller item. But I remember when I was in Lakewood over 40 years ago, and I remember by the Musa Seder is Reb Nosson Wachtfeigl used to come in, and of course everyone was on the way out, no one was there to, especially when he was going to talk once a week, he spoke, so, and everyone was on the way, by the doors on the way out, and he was pushing the Olam back in, Musha, and so it looks a little similar, it's good, you know, it brings back memories. Anyway, this week in the parsha says Vatayro Isa Kitoivhi, so Rashi says Shanasmala Habayis Kiloi Oira. So it's famous Tferis Yisrael in Amishnayas. I don't remember if it's Mesechus Uvas or Sanhedrin. He says he brings a medrash. He says it's a famous story with a person, a king from far away, and he heard about the Klal Yisrael going out of Mitzrayim and this leader, Moshe Rabbeinu, and he wanted to get to know, and he was Buki B'chochmas Apartzif. Looking at the face of a person, he knew what the person is all about. So he sent an artist to come there, and from far he should draw a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu and come back, and then he'll read what the picture is and he'll know what the person is. So comes back, and he puts the photographer, the artist, to death. He says, it can't be. This is a picture of a bad person, of a ganef, of a ritzayach, of a person with bad middos. They're saying such good things about him, it's impossible. So he sent another artist, and he came back with the same thing. He said, it's impossible. He decided he'll go himself and check. So the Tiferes Yisrael brings that the king went, and he looks. And he sees this is the face that the artist actually took. So he decided to go and talk to Moshe. And he says, I don't understand. You know, they say such good things about you. And on the other hand, I see your picture, your face, and I see it's true that you have a face of a mamash of a ritzayach. How is that possible? So Moshe Rabbeinu told him, it's true. The artist didn't lie to you. And this is my face, and it's true. But he says, I worked on my middos. I had bad middos, and I was taka. Everything that you see on my face is true, but I worked on my middos, and now I became Moshe Rabbeinu. So, and that's what the Tiferes Yisrael brings down, B'Shem Medrash, B'Shem Early Svarim. Now, in Yerushalayim, there was a Yid, there was the Vilka Mir Magid. He wrote a Chaim Aaron something, he wrote Svarim. He wrote a kuntres published against this story. It's impossible. Rashi says, so how is it possible he was born with such gewaltige things, you know? So the emphasis is that this Medrash that the Tiferes Yisrael brings, Chassidus Shesfurim are full of it. It's in Prihu Uritz from Mendel Levitepska, and Degel Machna Freyim brings it from his grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov, and others for him also, the Baal Shem Tov brings it somewhere, and others for him have it. So how's it possible? He says it's impossible. It's also to say that. So and actually the Paratis Yosef brings that the Tiferes Yisrael is not the first one that says it. He brings an earlier Svardi Sefer that says the same thing. So how do you reconcile the two? So in Tcheles Motcha, the Bojan Aruf, the Mursham, Pshulam Motcha HaKoyen Shvadron, that was the Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGoyle, was the Gudel B'Yisrael. So he has a Sefer Tcheles Motcha LaTorah. So he says, this is an old Machlokes. The Balei Musar, the Kadmoinim, already talk about whether it's better for a person if he was born with bad middos and he worked on his middos and he changed and he became a different person, or it's better for a person that he never had any nisoyin, he never had any nisoyinus of doing averus, he was a goody-goody, he was a tzaddik from when he was born and where he grew up, and he brings a machlokes rishonim with that, and he wants to make, I don't have the tchelas motche here, but he wants to say that it depends what kind of things, what kind of middos we're talking about. But al kopunim, he says, this machlokes, whether it's possible or not, he says, that's an old machlokes kadmoina. But the ikar is, he says, not the idea whether the story is true or is not true. But the idea is that a person should, even if a person was born with bit middos, you can still become like a Moshe Rabbeinu, you can still become a Udom Gudel. So he says, whether this story is true or not, is that doesn't make an afkamina. The vote is the musr behind the story, that a person should work on his middos, even though he knows that his middos are not the best of middos, but you still could become like a Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, it says that she put the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yecheved, puts him vatusim basiv, and it says vatzasatza v'chosei meruchek ledeyu ma yeusaloi, and vateret baspare liuchetz mayor, and she sees and she says miyaldei uivrimze, and she goes over and she asks ha'eku luchu ishu my nekes minu avriyos v'seinik luchu esayula tzara. She brings that she took him around to a lot of mitzriyos to nurse the child, and he wasn't yoinik, he didn't take. And Rashi says that Chazal say, Peh she'usid ledabarim ha'shchinah, his mouth is going to be talking to the shchinah, he should be yoinik from a goyish. So that's why she intervened and she asked ha'ekru l'chu isha menekes v'tikru ha'seim ha'yulat, she called her mother and Yecheved, and she is, now the emes is as if a child doesn't want a nurse, so what do? You go to the doctor. You go to the doctor and see. You bring a lactose professional, a lactation consultant. I'm sorry. Thanks, lactation consultant. And they're going to teach you how to. I mean, what did she? She came, comes over. What's the idea? So, the Welt sucht das so. The Welt sucht. You know, Pesha Usad Ladabra Mashchina, did she know, did his sister know that this is a Pesha Usad Ladabra Mashchina? I mean, the Teretz is that every child is potentially a Pesha Usad Ladabra Mashchina. When you're dealing with Chinna Chabunim, you know, you say, I just saw, there's a sefer here. Sort of a table. Yesterday there was a shiur from Rabbi Kahn, and he talked about Meiser and Tzedukah. There's a sefer here from someone, Kippel. So he also has a sefer on Hisrachis Menu Arroyos, right? And he has a shaila there that the Yester Chazanish taking a kid under three, a boy, to go swimming with his mother with other women. Are you allowed to or not? So he brings that the Chazanish, Abraham Pinevsky used to say it over, that, you know, this kid is going to grow up. Maybe he'll remember the not tznius of his mother or the other women who were there. You shouldn't do it. Is the kid going to remember what happened before he was 3 years old? But you never know. He's a Pesha Usad L'dabur Mashchin. Every kid, so in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilch Shabbos, Sof Simon Reish Peches. The halucha here is about what are you allowed to, tefillahs you're allowed to do on Shabbos, right? Ein tzayakim loy maschiyim al shem tzura. The shayla is, how do you make a mishaberach? Are you allowed to? Achayla sheyesh boiskuna, you're allowed to. If you don't know, achayla sheyim, even achayla sheyesh boiskuna, but he's not in town, so maybe he got healed, or maybe chal shulm, he died already. So, you don't say Mishabeir. Mugna Avrum says that you should say Shabbos Yom Elizik Rufiyah Koy Beluvoy. So as the saying goes in Yiddish, Nishtim Shabbos Geret, I have a car for sale. The guy says, I'll buy it, you know. But Nishtim Shabbos Geret, you know, so the Shaila is, does it work or not? Make a remember. The Mugna Avrum says, when you're doing a Mishabeir, so the Mugna Avrum finishes off, Ilavurech HaMekash HaLeilet. A woman who's in childbirth and having a problem. L'kula alma mita. You're allowed to say Mishaberich. Why? Shehatinik hi tzadik. V'yachriya kol ha'olam l'kav zchus. He'll be machriya the world. Ad kan l'shoin Rabbi Yosef b'yirei smag. In smag, there's a b'yirei Rabbi Yosef in the back, and he says, you're allowed to make him a shabarech for a makasha leilid. Why? Because he's a tzaddik. And Mamela, the Gemara says in Kedushin that the oilam yiru udam kala oilam kili chetzi chai v'chetzi zakai, and he usa mitzvah achas is machrias atzmoi v'as kala oilam l'kapschus. So Mamela, since this child, it might be that the oilam is chetzi zakai v'chetzi chai, so you're allowed to save the mishabeirach because he'll be machri, he'll save the world. He'll be machrias oilam l'kapschus. So the Mugen Avruam doesn't agree with him. V'linere, the Mugen Avraham says, the ketanim einam nachnusim l'minyan. They're not counted for chetzi zaka v'chetzi chayv. Why? Who einam b'nei onshim? They're not b'nei onshim. So they're not included in that klal. That's what the Mugen Avraham ends off in Simeresh Peches. Pekiva Eger here on the spot says, b'machtzis hashekel kusiv, the Mugen Avraham ein acholik. Ayin sham. Look at the Machzah Shekel. So if Kiveira tells you to look at Machzah Shekel, he's supposed to look. So the Machzah Shekel says that the Be'etzim is no machloikis between the Mugen Avruam and this Pirish and the Smag. He says, everyone agrees you're allowed to say Mishabarech for a Makash Leilat. He says, the Mugen Avruam is choylik on the reasoning. He says, it'll be Machriya, so Oilam Lukav Schoz. He says, he's not Nechtis in the Klal, he's not part of the Minyan. When you're done, Chetz Yazak, if you Chetz Lechayim, he's not part of it because he's a Tzadah, he's a kid under 13. He's not Nechlis La'arvis, not Nechlis L'Tal HaMitzvahs. But, so the Machzah Shekel says, we daven. So we dab. So sometimes Hashem can help us in the schus of a child, of a kid. So he says, "Be'etzim halucha lemaisa." He's not chaylik. The shaila is only whether he's nichnas in the klal or not nichnas in the klal. But lemaisa, he says. But and it seems that the Kiveger also agrees. So you see here the pesha usid ladaber imashchina. You have a child here, you don't know. And the shaila is, am I going to feed him? He's not breastfeeding. So do I have to get Similac, that's Chol of Yisrael, or can I get, he's a kid only, big deal, you know. The shaila is that Machulis Asiris is Mtamtam Esalev. Here it's only Chol of Stam, it's not really, you know. But you're dealing with Pesha Usad Ladabar Mashchine. He's getting Machriya so Oilam Lakav Schus. So there's a different gedder that you have to. If you know your child is going to be the good Ladar, would you be Makel and do whatever? You know, you can get Similac with a Heksha. J&J has it. Elamah, I don't know here in Florida if you can get it or not. But Al Kulpunim, you know, it's a whole different thing if every child has to be. The Pesha Usid, Ladabar Mashchina, he's going to be Machriya, so Oilam Lekab Schuz. Now, I wanted to talk other things, and time is up, it's almost there, but I wanted to just say a little story to tell you. The Ramban talks about Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeini that you should be the one to be the Shliach of Klal Yisrael, and he says, Kvat Peh, Kvat Lushin Anoichi, I can't speak, I can't speak. So Hashem tells him, "Mi som pele udam, mi yisun, halo yonoichi Hashem, ani, I'll give you Aaron HaKoyen, hi, and pichav atuti lehim," Rashi says, "Lesar, he'll be your Rebbe and your Sar, and he'll talk." Lemaisa, why didn't Moshe Rabbeini ask, "I'm a kfat peh, heal me. I should be healed, and I'll be able to talk. I'll do whatever you want, but if I'm not the right person, why didn't the emesis is known. Everyone brings down the Drusha Soran says that Hashem picked someone that people shouldn't say later. Oh, charismatic leader, good speaker. He knew how to get the oilam. No, he was not a charismatic speaker. He was not a good speaker at all. He stuttered. He had a lisp. Whatever it is, what the kvat peh kvat lushin means, you can check it out. And Afal began. He was the shliach of the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what the Drusha Sagan says. But the Ramban asks the question: why didn't he ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, heal me? I'll be able. I'll do whatever you want. But Rueini. So the Ramban brings a medrash that it says a medrash rab over here that when he was a child growing up in the house of Paroi, he once took Paroi's crown and put it on his head, and Paroi wanted to kill him. So there came a malach and said, you know, what a kid is doing? What are you, a foolish kid? Check him out. Take a plate of gold and take a plate of glowing coals that's same color, that's yellow and the color of gold, and see what he goes to. And see if he knows what he's doing or not. So, and the Medrash says that he wanted to put his hand to the gold, and the Malach pushed his hand to the coals, he put it to his mouth, and that's from then that became a kvat peh. So the Ramban brings that Medrash, and the Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu did, since the Nes happened, through that him becoming a kvat peh, so Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to be mispalel that Hashem should take it away from him. Because to be a zecher to that Nes that happened. A zecher to Ramban. Now, so I want to tell you a story. I was over 40 years ago, I was living in Yerushalayim, I lived in Arzeh, and I was in Erev Shavuos, Erev Rosh Hashanah. I went to mikveh, to right around the corner there is a Dushinsky Shul on Shmuel HaNuvi. So I went to that mikveh, full of people, full of Yidden. So a friend of mine from Kailu, also there near me in the mikveh, he says, look at that person, look at that person. Guy in his mid-40s. And he had two of his toes were born, they were together, they were attached. Now you can see from the outside that they were the outline of two toes, but in the middle they were connected. So he tells me a story, this guy. He says, this guy, he was born in 1942, 1943. His parents, he told me which town they came from Vodka, his parents were shipped off to Auschwitz. And this baby, they gave him to a Goyish neighbor, to take care of until they come back. They didn't come back. They were killed. A year or two later, he says, one of the neighbors who did come back sees there was a kiddie pool in the front yard. And kids were playing and they're running around in the pool and out of the pool. And this person saw one of the kids there has a mum. Two of his toes are attached to each other. So one second. Our neighbor, the Benedicts, and they have Benedicts in there, they had a kid that was born with two toes attached. It's probably that kid. So he goes over, rings the bell, and he tells, you know, this kid is. So they admitted, yes. So he said, I'm an uncle, I'm a cousin, I'm coming to bring. And they gave up the kid and they gave it to him. He brought him to Tetzer school, he raised him. He says, years later, the doctor told him, it's a very minor surgery, a minor operation to have these two toes divided. They wanted to go ahead and do it. He said, no. He says, if my toes would have been divided, I would have been a Hungarian guy growing up, or even if a Jew or whatever. He says, Baruch Hashem, because of this mum that I have, like the Ramban says, because of that mum, so Hashem, the Nes that happened to him. So sometimes you have, when a Nes happens to you, don't ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to take it away from you. But the Ribbono says, I'm a kvat peh. Hashem is telling you as a shlichus, shlachtum biyat shlichus, not me, because I'm a kvat peh, I take away the kvat peh. No, there's a nes that happened, that because of that he's a kvat peh. I don't ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to take away that zecher, what I have to be makar toiv to the Ribbono Shel Olam, for the nes that happened to me, you don't take it away. Yashkoich for listening, El Daibish to help him, that you should all be zeicher to give the chinuch habunim the way we're supposed to. And not only the chinuch habunim, but ourselves too, to be misaken our middos. It's never too late that if you have a person has bad middos, and me included, we have to work on it. Whether it comes from A to Z, everything that we do, we can still be misaken. Oid bayinish musay, as long as we're still alive, we can be misaken until Davish to helfen, that we should be able, the koil should be able to continue to grow. And as I said over, I said, I think there was a koil last week. I came in, and the koil, it looked nice and full. There was a wonderful kol tayin, but it wasn't full. I wasn't here in the afternoon, in the morning. And we have to build a new building. For that. So I said, but But Shabbos, Balabatim come to daven. They can't even bring the kids. They can then have where to sit. I remember Rabbi Reisman in Flatbush. He's on Avenue S and East 22nd, and when they built it there, and it was full, it was mamish full, and they didn't have the kids to sit. They brought chairs on the other side to sit across, and they said, "We need to expand." So Rabbi Reisman said, "You know what? When we'll have to expand, because we don't have any place to learn, because it's so full that people are coming to shiurim and lectures and whatever, you know, then we'll think about expanding. If we're only expanding because of davening, there are other shuls that people can daven in other shuls. Now, hopefully, here the expansion is that the balabatim come daven Shabbos. There is no room. Hopefully, these balabatim will become koyl nigalat. They'll become koyl people. The children are going to become that. You'll have to expand because by learning, we need to have more room for learning, more room. It should be, as I said over, that the Malkiel, Matsui Solomon once said, he was in Gates, said, and the Ponover Zhukuf came, and it was very tight, the kollel was tight. They were between two attached houses. And he says, "Wanted to buy? There's a guy here, a guy there, they don't want to sell." So he says, "I'm a kenish wachsen in the breit, darf man wachsen in the hayach." You have to grow up, you have to go higher. Not able to take a help, we should rise higher and higher, and we'll be able to do the roots in Hashem, and we should be able to continue. Ayashikoyach, I get Shabbos.